and hilarity ensues.
We're about to find out.
Well, actually, you're not.
Oh, we're not. Okay.
Not yet. No.
We don't want to give anything away. You know, there's a bunch of twists, the usual topsy-turvy twists and turns in a Gilbert and Sullivan show. So you have to come see the show to find out what happens.
Fair enough. It's like the two episodes of Batman. You have to tune in tomorrow whenever you go.
Right. But we thought we'd sing you some of the signature piece here.
Leave you on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Greatly to his credit that he is an Englishman.
That he is an Englishman.
Or he might have been a Russian, a French or Turk or Prussian, or perhaps Italian.
Or perhaps Italian.
In spite of all temptations to belong to other nations, he remains an Englishman. He remains an Englishman.
For in spite of all temptations to belong to
Wow, bravo, and thank you. And any other words we should mention?
We didn't quite get to the point of the captain getting frustrated in that at
well,
all. So
there are things
to look forward to, and some wonderful twists and turns. It is a great show, and I encourage people to come see it.
And thank you to the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. And was that William? William did the solo on that last tune. You have a beautiful voice. Everybody, they dance, they sing, they act, they entertain.
They do it all.
They do it all. And pittsburghsavoyarts.org is where to go for additional information. The show opens March 14th and runs through the 23rd. Thanks to all of our guests today. Wayne Brenda of Prime Stage, Thomas Wang and Vivan Padar of the group Shady Hacks and their hackathon they have planned, our guests from Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania, Zaire, Layla, Osge, Anvi, and Ashley, and the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. Thank you to Technical Director Chad Green, Technical Associate Ellis Dorham, Ty Chorosky, our Community Engagement Manager, books our program. Our education team includes Deanna Beringer, Director of Programs, Joseph Kukula, Youth Media Center Manager, as well as Ben Rakowski, Ellis Dorham, Ty Chorosky, our Community Engagement Manager, books our program. Our education team includes Deanna Beringer, Director of Programs, Joseph Kukula, Youth Media Center Manager, as well as Ben Rakowski, Alexa Bosick, and Grace Anderson. Ricky Berger manages me and is our executive producer. We'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Ba-da-ba. Shoo-ba-dee-ba-ba-ba-ba-do-do-do. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At 12 o'clock, your dial is tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The snow is falling. It's 28 degrees. And I was, before I headed down here this morning to the radio station, I contacted Lenny Bruce on my Ouija board. Yeah, it's true. I got in touch with Lenny Bruce on the Ouija board, and I said, Lenny, what do you think? And he said, you know, and contrary to the lyrics of the song, man, I'm a little bit afraid right now. Leave you with that really bad impression, that's all. On Radio 9, and because I know I have to list my five accomplishments this week and send them to Elon Musk, that's going to be the new nationwide. It won't just be for federal government employees, I predict. All of us will have to sit down at the end of the week and send Elon Musk an email on our five accomplishments. So let's start thinking about them now. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Zelda Swing, your Cum Loudly graduate of Sheffield Institute Group for Ecology, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. More music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show. Snow showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, getting a little warmer with a high of 42. Snow falling outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 29 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes or so. Let me hear that band.
Go, 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 go. Jay Durbrook.
Four Seasons on Radio 9. This is Wynonna Harris.
Now just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up. Ask him to take you back. I wanted to be proud of you. circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map. I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
Wynonna Harris on Radio 9. And these are the Hollies. Stop, stop, stop. Stop the show. I want to get on. Not till 3 o'clock.
See the girl with symbols on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her neighbors shimmering around the floor. Bells of Vico ting-a-ling-a-linging going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop's running.
empty arms once more.
No, never mind. That's a different... Jackie Wilson from 1961 with My Empty Arms here on Radio 9. And these, of course, are the Beatles from Revolver.
Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down. Burns my feet as they touch the ground. Shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good. She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. 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 Good day, sunshine.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request? Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear some Roy Hamilton. You say we play him on the big night.
Dig up.
on here on Radio 9. At 12:23, Chime Time. New music from Cage the Elephant coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Thank you so much for tuning in back on the scene with the Record Machine on this super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. Last week, of course, we were only on the Internet. And we had the biggest audience we've ever had on the Internet station. That's right, five people. No. why I laugh. Anyways, no, we had a big turnout on the Internet last week. But I hope those of you who were tuning in to WRCT, our flagship station for Massive Music Weekend, enjoyed that as well. I know I caught as much of it as I could as well. So, thank you so much for being back with us here on 88.3 WRCT. Some sad news. David Johansen has passed away. This just over the Associated Press wire about 20 minutes ago. David Johansen, the wiry, gravel-voiced singer and last surviving member of the New York Dolls, who later performed as Buster Poindexter, has died at 75. He revealed a few weeks ago that he was suffering from stage 4 cancer and had a brain tumor. Johansen died Friday at his home in New York City, according to Rolling Stone. So sad news there. Of course, we lost the Iceman, Jerry Butler. Recently, Roberta Flack passed away. So they're calling up the class. What's the old song? The rock and roll heaven. You know they have a hell of a band. But anyways, I don't think we're going to be playing any New York Dolls during this show. Maybe we could play some. You want to hear Hot later on? Boy, that was a song, man. The 1987 when Lung J Ferber. That was my Chinese name, but I'm Young J. Thurber. But when Young J. Thurber was around in 1987, man, that song Hot, Hot, Hot by Buster Poindexter, that was everywhere that year. Holy cow, it was absolutely inescapable. But David Johansen, of course, was very far from just a one-hit wonder. Just WRCT, we've got this, thing we've got to do underwriting announcements, but for whatever reason, it does not want to let me show them to me. You know what would be good right now? Italian Ice. That's the first announcement it showed to me. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes apart from Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. We're back in the studio this week. Next week, we will be on the road. We'll be visiting relatives down in Greenville, Tennessee. Hopefully, my father-in-law, Dave, who we've had on the show before, will help DJ a little bit and maybe tell some stories about growing up in Shadyside in the 50s and 60s. Also, I think I can announce this. It's not 100% confirmed, but my special guest, I think, in the 1 o'clock hour next week's show, will be actress-turned-environmental activist Park Overall. You might remember her from the TV show Empty Nest, which was a spinoff of The Golden Girls. She played the nurse assistant. Park Overall is a native of Greenville, Tennessee. She's run for office down there and has become an environmental activist. So we're going to talk to her about what it's like to be in a very deep red part of the United States right now and lobbying for clean water and clean air for her and her neighbors. So hopefully she'll be along with us in the 1 o'clock hour next week. So on the road next week from Greenville, Tennessee, you can keep up with all of the nonsense of the J. Thurber Show by following us on social media. I am on Blue Sky, Mastodon, and Facebook at J. Thurber Show, or check out the website at jthurbershow.com.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Snow showers this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, otherwise with a high of 42. Partly cloudy overnight and cold, low of 18. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 32. Clear Sunday night, low 19. Monday, sunny, high 42. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, maybe a chance of rain, and a high near 54. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 31 in Washington County. It's 28 in Butler, 28 in Beaver County. 29 outside our weather window here now in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. 31 degrees with new music from Cage the Elephant. From Cage the Elephant here on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:31, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling, putting the move in your groove, the glide in your stride, and the blues in your shoes. Here's the sound of Barrett Strong on Radio 9.
Your love don't pay my bills.
Radio 9, and this is Fats Domino.
Come on, baby, and be my guest. Come join the party and meet the rest. Everything's gonna be all right, so be my guest tonight. We're gonna dance to the rock and roll. We're gonna even do the stroll. We're gonna Lindy Hopper to the cue. It's a special party just for you. My, my, oh my. Gee, you're so fine. Don't let me down. I'm the king, but you can wear my crown. I'm gonna sing my big old plea. I'm gonna make you queen for days.
Called 412-385-7450, and he said the show this afternoon kind of has a garage rock vibe going. You know what, Bruce? This show belongs in a garage. This show actually belongs in the outhouse. But he says kind of got. He said, "Can I play the trogs for him?" Going out for Bruce on the phone. Here are the trogs. Trogs going out for Bruce at 412-385-7450. From 1962, these are the Crystals coming down your street in high fidelity on Radio 9.
He walks down the street. That's the way he shuffles his feet. My home is hell of a fire when he goes walking by.
Kevin Barks, who runs the KGB Report at kgbreport.com, has posted that Sun Tzu wrote the classic general's manual, The Art of War. Why was he such a genius in the ways of warfare? And says, well, this ancient verse from the 6th century B.C. Zhao kingdom may shed some light, quote, well, I never blamed him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Zhu. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Zhu. And that's why The Art of War is such a classic in the annals.
Move this man! Move!
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name. Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table dealing stud sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old. At him and my blood ran cold and I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still hate that.
Non-stop oldies, Radio 9.
When we kiss, my heart on fire. Strange.
1961, one of those great songs by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann. More music after this message.
Are you aware that currently 20% of veterans, regardless of era served, suffer from PTSD alone, and an average of 20 veterans commit suicide daily? So if you're a veteran suffering with these issues and need to talk, call Operation Vet Now or OVN at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or visit opvetnow.org.
A lot of people are worried about immigrants coming in and taking our jobs. I'm worried about Americans taking immigrant jobs. I got a massage from a Midwestern white lady and it essentially felt like a cat was walking on my back for an hour. Not an angry or a hungry cat, just a happy cat. Trying to find a place to sleep. And then a couple weeks later, I got a massage from a Korean man, and he pressed into my back with the pressure that he had left his whole family behind. Because rarely do you walk into a situation and think, you know what would be better at this job? A white lady. Unless that job is crying outside of a bar, then yes. We are so good at it. Plus, you don't want a massage from someone that wants to give you a massage. You want a massage from someone that has to give you a massage. Those are two very different people. Someone that wants to give you a massage, someone that wants to touch your naked back for an hour, that's the serial killer. Someone that has to give you a massage, someone that's like, this f***ing piece of s*** comes in here and says her neck is sore from sleeping wrong.
Michelle Wolf, these are the Drifters. Sports and weather are coming up next.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too.
Saturday night.
Drifting along with the Drifters on Radio 9 at 12:52. Much more music time. Hello to Captain Jack in Munhall, who called 385-7450. He wanted to know, what was the deal? He said Jerry Butler. Yeah, Jerry Butler, the Iceman, passed away February 20th. So we did mention it last week's show. Of course, was only on the internet. We did mention it last week, but we'll be playing some Jerry Butler music for you later on in the show. What else to tell you about? News coming up for you at 1 o'clock, and then more music on the other side of that. We've got new music from Jack White here right after we take care of sports and weather, and let's do that now.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In spring training baseball action, the Pittsburgh Pirates are meeting the Baltimore Orioles this afternoon. That game gets underway just about 10 minutes from now. College basketball action. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans, let me see, they are playing Case Western Reserve this afternoon. That game just got underway a little while ago. I do not have a score yet, but that'll be their last game of the season for the Carnegie Mellon men. Women's team will be taking on Case Western Reserve. That game gets underway at 3 o'clock, both of those games at home on the CMU campus in Oakland. Pitt Panthers women's team taking on Wake Forest tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The men's team traveling to Louisville to take on number 19-ranked Cardinals. That game tips off at 6 o'clock. Pittsburgh Penguins are hosting the Boston Bruins today at 3. Elsewhere in the NHL, the Stars over the Kings 6-2. The Avalanche beat the Wild 5-2. It was the Maple Leafs over the Rangers 3-2. And the Ducks over the Canucks by a score of 5-2. The Ducks and the Canucks. And we're all a bunch of clucks and trucks. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 19 degrees. Remember, when the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with Ice Guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Chance of snow showers this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 42. Cloudy overnight with a low of 19. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high 32. Clear Sunday night, low of 19. Monday, sunny, high 42. And then on Tuesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, and a high of 54. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 31 in Washington County, 29 in Beaver County. It's 29 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 31 degrees at WRCT with new music from Jack White.
Dear friend, if you want to feel better, don't let the devil make you cross this letter. If you've been crossed up by hoodoo, voodoo, the wizard of the lizard, you got family trouble, man trouble, woman trouble, no nice to the rubber. You're looking for a true friend or a true lover, or if you've been living under trouble, well, I'm coming to your town to break it all down.
music from Jack White. It's called Archbishop Harold Holmes here on Radio 9.
Radio 9.
Mixing it up just for you.
Music, music, music.
Chuck Berry is going to take us some news time.
Music, music, music.
Find me on Facebook, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Pound for pound, sound for sound, putting out more rock and roll than any other station around on Saturday afternoons. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Maria Potts for the latest world news. U.S. President Donald Trump appears to have canceled a rare earth deal with the Ukrainian president after the two men got into a shouting match in the Oval Office. In front of the assembled media, Trump berated Vladimir Zelensky in an extraordinary breakdown of diplomacy. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
An unceremonial end to a chaotic Oval Office meeting. Donald Trump cutting short President Vladimir Zelensky's time at the White House. Cancelled is the joint press conference, with a statement from Donald Trump on social media saying that Zelensky can come back when he's ready for peace, adding that the Ukrainian leader had disrespected the United States. All of that after an Oval Office meeting that devolved into a shouting match, crossed arms, pointing fingers, with constant interruptions, as the Vice President J.D. Vance and Donald Trump publicly scolded Zelensky as if he was a naughty schoolboy, rather than the leader of a nation at war. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Inflation eased slightly in January, according to new figures, raising questions about possible rate cuts in the coming months. At the same time, figures revealed American spending slowed more than what was forecast for January. Mitch McCann reports.
The Fed's preferred inflation measure, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, slowed to 2.5% for the month of January, which is slightly lower than December's reading of 2.6%. Meanwhile, the core Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which strips out volatile food and energy costs and is viewed as a gauge for underlying inflation, was up 0.3% in January. One of the figures that may be of concern to officials is the pullback in spending that we're seeing. In January, spending fell 0.2% in America, or 0.5% once adjusted for inflation, whereas it's reported economists had expected a 0.2% increase in spending. Part of that may have been due to the unusually cold temperatures in January for much of America and the wildfires in Los Angeles, one of the nation's largest cities.
Israel is reportedly pushing for a 42-day extension in the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Last-minute talks are taking place in the Egyptian capital, Cairo, with phase one of the agreement set to expire on Saturday. Charles Gibson reports from Tel Aviv.
Extending the ceasefire by 6 weeks would be politically advantageous for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It would likely lead to the release of more hostages being held in Gaza and mean that the PM could avoid a confrontation with far-right members of his coalition who are strongly against phase two. However, Hamas is insisting on sticking to the original agreement and wants to progress to the second phase immediately.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
The Dick Cavett Show. With special guest star
Jay Thurber.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Jay Thurber.
I'm so eager.